Christian Voice News, your global link.
The Bank of Zambia reminds citizens that odd banknotes cease to be legal tender on April 1st, 2026. The Center for Trade Policy and Development warns against ending IMF EFC program, and Uganda's president urges people to vote in Thursday's general election. Good afternoon. With the lunchtime news, I'm Angel Kasavo. The Bank of Zambia has reminded members of the public to exchange all design banknotes at designated cash exchange points by March 31st, 2026. On March 31st, 2025, the Bank of Zambia issued a new family of banknotes and provided guidelines for the exchange of odd banknotes for the new currency, in which the exchange period runs from March 31st, 2025 to March 31st, 2026. Central Bank Assistant Director Communications Besnat Mwanza says the exchange can be done at any commercial bank or NATSEV branches across the country. Ms. Mwanza further reminded Zambians that all old banknotes will cease to be legal tender effective April 1st, 2026 and will no longer be valid for transactions or accepted for exchange. She said this in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. Farmers Association of Zambia Executive Director Eric Mwenda has commended government through the Food Reserve Agency FRA for paying all farmers who supplied maize during the 2024-2025 farming season. Yesterday, the Food Reserve Agency announced that all farmers who supplied maize during the 2025 crop marketing season had been paid and that the funds were released to financial institutions before January 10, 2026. And speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Mwenda described the move as a positive step that demonstrates government's commitment to supporting farmers and sustaining agricultural production in the country. Mr. Mwenda emphasized the need for timely payments going forward, noting that delays in settling farmers' dues often hinder their ability to purchase farming inputs ahead of the next planting season. While there is an appreciation that government has cleared payments for the last farming season, it is important that payments are made on time so that farmers can adequately prepare for the next season, said Mr. Mwenda. Mr. Mwenda explained that late payments exposes farmers to financial losses, as they are sometimes forced to buy inputs at higher prices or reduce their scale of production due to limited resources.
We always see these things happening, and these are the things that usually bring in some losses and also having our food security being affected, because at the end of the day, we realize that, like right now, I mean, some of the farmers have just gotten their payments from government, means that right now, they are, some of them are, they could not buy the inputs in time. So we find that, again, we may see some deduction and certain yields because certain inputs were not applied at the right time. But by and large, I think we need to appreciate the efforts being done because, I mean...
The Center for Trade Policy and Development, CTPD, has expressed concern over Zambia's decision not to extend its Extended Credit Facility ECF program with the International Monetary Fund, IMF. Government recently announced that it would forgo a one-year extension of the credit ECF and instead pursue a full success arrangement, citing a shift towards a growth-focused economic agenda. However, CTPD lead public finance researcher Robert Mwale warns that exiting the program risks renewed overborrowing, wider fiscal deficits, rise in debt, and macroeconomic instability. Mr. Mwale notes that Zambia's decision comes at a time when the economy is showing early signs of recovery after years of fiscal and debt stress. IMF and Ministry of Finance figures show government expenditure rose from 25.5% of GDP in 2024 to 28% in 2025, while the fiscal deficit widened from 3.3% to 5.3% of GDP, even under IMF oversight, said Mr. Mwale in a statement issued to RCV News in Lusaka today. He cautioned that removing the IMF policy anchor in an election year increases the risk of fiscal slippage, off-budget spending, and weakened expenditure controls. Mr. Mwale further warned that exiting the program could also increase reliance on domestic borrowing, crowding out the private sector. He says public debt declined sharply from 123.9% of GDP in 2024 to 91.9% in 2025. Gains he attributes to IMF-backed fiscal discipline, which could be reversed if restraint is abandoned.
More concerning is our debt sustainability. What we've noted is that our public debt has actually dramatically fallen from 123.3% of our GDP to around 91 thereabout of our GDP, indicating that we are actually doing fine in the country. But now, when we are exiting this program, what we are going to note is that these gains that we've enjoyed as a country may actually be unwinded, and so there's a high risk that as a country, these gains may actually be reversed.
Operation Young Vote OIV Executive Director Guest Nyerenda has urged the candidate who emerged victorious in tomorrow's Chawama parliamentary by-election to remain grounded and fulfill campaign promises, noting that the winner will have only a few months to serve before the 2026 general election. Mr. Nyerenda says the incoming Member of Parliament must be visible on the ground and actively address the challenges facing the people of Chawama if they are to remain relevant ahead of this year's general election. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Nyerenda further emphasized that the winning candidate must be capable of effectively debating in Parliament and articulating the concerns of Chawama residents at the national level. Leadership should be demonstrated through practical action and commitment to improving the lives of residents, said Mr. Nyerenda. Meanwhile, Mr. Nyerenda has called on all eligible voters, both young and old, to turn out in large numbers and cast their ballots in tomorrow's by-election, describing participation as a key pillar of democracy.
It's important that the person that is going to be elected is actually, there are very few months. It's just about 6 months. So there's very little you can do in 6 months, but they must be seen to be debating on behalf of the people of Chawama and for the people of Chawama in terms of whatever laws are being made, but also they must be on the ground to be able to be seen that they are not a foreign entity or a foreign individual. They must be there on the ground with the people of Chawama.
We now join Chela Siluambo with the latest on the money markets.
It is a good afternoon to our listeners on your number one radio station, updating you on business side as usual. Straight into the currency market, 1.34, that is a pound for you. South African rand as strong as 16.36. And I'm looking at Chinese yuan on 2.76 out of Stanbic Bank rates and 3.6 just in case it's going to Dubai. 90.23, a very weak Indian rupee. And of course, 6.97 strong Chinese yuan, 1.16, that is a euro for you. And our Kwacha wobble, I think I reported on a Monday, we're going to have a wobble. Bloomberg has already reported Kwacha losing some ground. Yes, I usually put this to the 2 weeks upcoming for actually Chinese to go on their New Year's holiday. There's usually a demand for currency. And all the years, the last two weeks of the month of January, you're going to have a demand for currency. And when we're seeing things like that, now Kwacha goes back to 19.94. That is Stanbic Bank Live for you. And 19.95, that is up. On the commodity side, there's a 422 on the corn international market, 510.10, that is wheat 1042, that is soybean 5122, that is cocoa 4U. If you're driving in 65.07, Brent 60.76, jet fuel. Copper price stuck at 13.157. I've seen it in red, instead of, I would say, depreciating there. So